Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another exciting episode of Entertainment Banter. My name is Joel.
And I'm Matt.
Oh, that's Matt. I appreciate the Matt. So, today is going to be a special episode. I think we say that every episode. Because I think every episode's special.
I think it's because we're special guys.
That's a word choice. Today's episode will be about secret obsessions in the entertainment world. And when we say secret obsessions, like, they're obsessions that you don't tell other people. Like, maybe there's an episode, a certain Dragon Ball Z episode, or maybe even a certain movie that you watch to get in the mood of working out. Maybe it inspires you to, you know, go to the gym. Or maybe there's a certain, you know, song on the radio that just gets you aroused. I don't know. Maybe it's not just the bow chicka bow wow music that you have sex to. Maybe there's a certain episode of Seinfeld you like to have sex to. Is that weird?
Yeah, you know what? No, let's do this. So basically,
let's dive right in.
Whatever it is, it sounds embarrassing, right? Are we just confined just the two of us? Or are we gonna throw other people under the bus without mentioning their names?
Well, you know things about other people?
Sometimes I don't know. We're just talking about it, right? We're just gonna banter it about.
Let me hit this off real quick. Let me hit this off real quick. It was an embarrassing moment, and I will actually tell it amazingly. And I was the only reason I want to tell it because it was videotaped and then showed to other people. Which
wait, well, cat's the out of the bag. Paris Hilton sex video?
It wasn't a sex video. Wait, what?
Oh, what?
So what?
What? No, good.
Okay.
So your embarrassing moment was video.
I like to work out to certain songs because certain songs give me goosebumps to inspire me to work harder, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So I was listening to, what's her name? Who did the Hello song?
Oh no, Adele?
Adele, yeah, so
wait.
So hold on. So I'm working out in my living room, and I have a pink shirt that I had. I had a 5K I ran. They gave me a pink shirt. So I mean, I'm not gonna throw the shirt away. It's a good shirt to work out. I'm gonna work out in. So it's pink.
Yeah.
So okay. The fiance, who's now the ex, yeah, sad story. Boohoo.
Right.
So she walks into the house. She hears music, but then like I don't hear the door open. But she opens the door. But then she sees me working out. And she stops, gets her camera out, and I'm doing, like, bicep curls to Hello from the other side, hello. And I'm just working out, and she was just videotaping this, and I look at her, I'm like, come on. You know, I just got my curls on.
But was it just something that happened to be playing at the time?
Or nope. I have I don't have a workout song list, but I do have certain songs that I like listening to more on an occasional basis, you know, like songs like to like have a
right.
mix, my mixtape.
Yeah, your
essentially
mixtape, yeah.
My playlist, my fun playlist. So I was playing that, and that was the song that was on, and it does give you goosebumps.
Hello. That particular song.
Oh yeah.
I'm working out.
If I can play that soundbite, I'd play right now.
All right, no, I think we all know that one.
Hello. All
right, you opened up, so you were talking music, right?
And there's a video out there of it.
Based
it's embarrassing.
On categories.
She has this video. It's a dangerous video.
Well, I can tell you, the song that I've dubbed as my personal soundtrack song is The Touch by Stan Bush, and most people may have recognized it from the 1980s Transformers movie. So, like, you got the touch, you got the power, that's what I listen to.
What, to masturbate to?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's my go-to song for, you know, life. I love that song.
Like, you just listen to it, you get tear comes on your eye?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, if you have a bad day at work, and you're like, F these guys, you know, I'm gonna play this song, and, like, I'll show them who's boss, that kind of thing.
So, is there so, you've been married for how long now?
I've been married for, 7 years?
7 years, seven
But we've
years.
Been together for, like, 13 or 14.
Okay, so you've been in a relationship for a long time.
Yeah.
So you've had your fair shares of sexual moments.
I have. Yes.
Has there been a time where you were watching something on TV that you said, like, I need to have sex right now? Like, it got you in the mood so much. So it's like an episode of something. It could be the weirdest thing. It could have been, like, you know, the soup kitchen from, you know, Seinfeld episode. I don't know why I keep going to Seinfeld. I think it's hilarious. Maybe I have a secret obsession with Seinfeld. I don't know.
maybe with Seinfeld and the soup kitchen.
Well, maybe you're watching something that aroused you. I mean, don't go into like I was watching 50 Shades of Grey. No, that's stupid shit. That's something that you expect. Hopefully, that's arousing you. That's why they make that shitty movie.
It's a great question. I'm thinking. Well, the first thing
maybe, popped or maybe, maybe there was a video game you were playing. Maybe you were playing Final Fantasy, and you're just like, I could just see my wife bent over right there right now, and just like, you know, and every time you see that same scene, you keep thinking of like,
not Final Fantasy. I was going to say Game Mario of Kart, Thrones I get is the you. Most recent
oh,
thing.
Oh, Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I think
there's so much sex in that.
I know, well, you just said that's the first thing that popped in my head. I'm trying to think of something before Game of Thrones, and I can't think of anything.
You weren't playing, like, you know, Pokemon and decided, like, 80s. I want to catch them all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know in the 80s, especially when I was a kid, there's a lot, because the 80s, the beautiful thing about 80s movies, there was a lot of boob action going on, you know, and in the 80s movies. When I was a kid, I'd get excited.
In the 80s, huh?
Yeah. You know, like that scene in Die Hard where the terrorists first attack the building and, like, then there's, like, the couple that stuck away in the office and, like, they're fooling around, they push them out, and, like, she's all topless running out. I was like, oh, that's kind of hot when I was a kid.
But no, when you see, like, tits, of course it's, like, aroused. I'm talking, like, maybe, like, you watch Gone in 60 Seconds and the car was just like, oh, yeah.
So it's not necessarily a sexually based scene is what you're getting.
Yeah, or maybe, I don't know if you've ever had that experience. I'm not even sure if I've had that experience watching a movie or something. I just want to have sex. I mean, it's a lovely thing.
Well, I think most people do. I don't know. I can't think of anything that's not sexually related.
Oh, okay. I do watch
maybe sometimes. Maybe songs. You know, you know what? Well, no, we see it sexually related. But again, it was like, you know, back in the day, like Madonna videos or something like Justify Your Love or something like that. Those types of things.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Or like just hearing the song and how they sang
or it. How about something like, have you had sex with a TV on in the background?
Oh, hell yes, all the time.
What?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
You watch TV, put a beer in her back? What's going on?
Well, listen, like, back in the day when you had, like, roommates and stuff, and you didn't want them to hear the friggin' bedpost banging against the wall, you just cranked up what was in there. We're watching TV. We're watching a movie.
Put socks on the bedpost. What are you doing?
No, come on, man. Like, I'm just saying.
So, what would your go-to movie for that then? What would be your go-to movie?
Oh, we pick something really obscure, like a Disney movie or something. You know, we just put something on that had a lot of singing. Like, no way would you think that something was going on. You know.
No, because she's into Disney. So, what'd you put on Beauty and the Beast? What would you put on?
No, because then she'd stop and watch that. We'd have to pick one she didn't like. You know, like Fox and the Hound or something. I don't know.
Song of the South.
What is wrong with you? That's not available.
You can find that shit. Disney's Hitler Children. I don't know.
Yeah, so, I mean, I am guilty of that. I've done that, you know.
But you had to choose something. Did you just, like, you did random, like, American Dad? You just pop that on?
Well, you know, sometimes, too, like, you know, you just watch a TV and you just get in the mood because you're bored with TV, too.
Well, yeah. You look over, you go, sup, girl? But that's not, like... I mean, your go-to, you know, like, my go-to just going to sleep would be American Dad. Like, when I want to go to sleep and I need to listen to something, I'll pop Hulu on my phone and just listen to American Dad and go to sleep. And then try to, the next morning what I would do is actually, I would try to remember what episode I was watching to find out how tired I was. If I remember the episode, then I wasn't that tired. If I go to sleep and go, what episode did I watch? And I have no clue, that means literally when I turn it on, put my head down the pillow, I was out.
You know, that's funny. So we're moving on to other guilty pleasures here. So for me,
we're just going to jump all over the place.
That's okay. That's fine. This is great. So for me, I have like an iTunes playlist, right?
Ding, 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 ding. You said the word.
What's that?
I said bantering. Go on.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Need a bell.
So my iTunes playlist, I'll purposely put a bunch of random TV shows in it, but I have the shows memorized in the order they're going to play. So, like, I tend to fall asleep with the TV on, so when I wake up, if I know this show's on, that means I've been sleeping for about 2 hours or two shows or whatever, and I wake up again in the middle of the night, you know, like, oh, well, I must have been sleeping for 5 hours because this show's on.
So, is that all on Curtis TV?
It can be, yeah. So that's it. So what about movies? Like, let's talk.
Well, hold on. So I want to go back a little bit to working out again because there's a lot of things that because I like to keep healthy and like to work out.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you know this. I did the whole 30 diet.
Yes.
Last month, and for the viewers out there, probably the 20 people that downloaded this video. Like, I'm keeping the numbers realistic, like what I've seen. And I did the whole 30 diet, and which it means is that for 30 days, I cut out dairy 100% out of my life. I cut out grains completely out of my life. I cut legumes out of my life, like beans and stuff like that.
Right.
Corn is gone. I cut out all artificial sugars, any kind of sweeteners, any kind of sugar out of my life. So no honey, not even cane sugar. It's
so
all
did
out.
Your intestines like shrink up all of a sudden and then like get crampy?
Dude,
because like
I lost 15 pounds in the first week. My body cleansed itself.
Wow.
Like I had the weird shits. Like I had like really interesting shits. They were pleasurable, but they were not normal shits. I'm having it was
did
really.
You, so did you get headaches? Because I know when
no.
I cut out sugar,
no
like
man,
soda or something for a week, I get a headache.
It was great. It felt great. Like you learned about your body. Like now eating normal food again, almost. I want to cut other things back out for a while, just because you feel like shit sometimes, and it's just like when you don't have rules against your restrictions, You eat uncontrollably sometimes, or you're just like, oh,
right.
It's free food. Because, like, at our job, you know, where I used to work, sweets would come in on often. And you're like, oh, it's still here. I'm going to have some because I'm hungry. But then you'll have a headache later, or you're like, your belly's bumbly or whatever. And it's like, it's not worth it.
Right, right. So getting back to...
But anyway, so talking about being healthy and all that. So what I like to work out all the time. So there's a lot of shows I'd watch that just gets me in the mood to work out. Dragon Ball Z's one of them.
Yep.
I like to listen to, like, Vegeta's speech at the end of Dragon Ball Z when he talks about how he has respect for Goku, and he goes, Goku, you are better than me. Like, you never see that guy ever say anything like that. And that really gets my goosebumps going.
Sure.
I like to
sure.
listen to The Newsroom, that one speech that...
Good Lord, really?
That's yeah, crazy. When he talks about how America isn't great anymore, but we
yeah,
can
yeah,
be.
Yeah.
I like that speech.
Yeah.
It's so realistic. So I listen to that. There's also another part in Dragon Ball Z, actually, where... Gohan shows up the last second with Super Buu, and he rolls in as Mystic Gohan, and he looks at Buu, he's like, what are you here for? And he goes, I'm here to kill you. Oh, I got goosebumps just now! Like, he just looks at him, and Super Buu's just towering over him. You know, Goten and Trunks are excited to have their brother there, and Gohan's looking up to Super Buu. He's so small, but such confidence, and he just goes in Japanese, Omae o kudos. Like, I'm here to kill you. Like, not even like, let's fight. Like, I'm going to kill you.
Right.
Oh, that confidence!
It's too bad it didn't work out that way, though.
He got cocky.
Like
every Saiyan before him.
Well, you know what's interesting? You were talking, and I gotta be honest with you, mine is actually a little bit more morbid. And now that I think about it, I'm kind of embarrassed by it, which is, I guess, the whole point of this conversation.
A certain song that you take a shit to?
No, you're talking about working out. You're talking about working out. I take
you
it
have to work out to, yeah.
Oh, you're a funny guy. So I have to, so like, it's, no, it's more of a personal thing. It's a really personal thing. So, it actually goes back to September 11th, believe it or not. And so,
all right, we're
I
going
just
down
remember
that, hole.
That horrific feeling watching that live on television. And, it resonated with me for like weeks. Like, it was just awful. And, CBS, believe it or not, Dan Rather was still working for CBS. And, they came out with this book called What We Saw, and it came with this complimentary DVD. And on the DVD, there's just massive amounts of stories of all the things that went on, from people inside the buildings to outside the buildings and working on all these different things, and then the aftermath. And honestly, when I watch that, I get so pissed off. That's what I tend to use when I work out. Is that it's kind of morbid, but I used to do it. I don't do it as much anymore, but I used to watch that video every September, around September 11th anniversary, just to remind myself of how screwed up that was, and how well the country came together after that, and it's amazing to watch now how that's kind of just gone away, and now it's just a joke to a lot of people, but to me, you watch that video, and it snaps you right back to that moment, and I tell you, like, that's what gets me, like, that's what gets me pumped up enough to start working out. I'll be honest with you.
Do you still
kind of
watch,
Debbie Downer.
Is that what you watch every day to work out? Or every
no,
5 months?
No, I'm just saying, like, if I need that extra push or motivation.
Right.
That's definitely something I think about. So.
Wow, you just brought this whole podcast.
I brought it down. So I was going to say, let's move
on. 9/11
was a lie. So let's bring
job.
It back up. So is there a movie that you cry like a baby at? Or like a certain part
Ugh.
Of the movie, like, uncontrollable. Like you literally like don't look at me while I'm watching this part.
Cause like every time, every time you've seen the movie, you still cry.
Yeah, like, and you don't want to, but you just do.
Oh, I haven't cried at a movie since I think Dragonheart.
What? Really?
No, I'm joking. Okay. But I did cry at that movie. I mean, when you saw that dragon
die.
Well,
what part did you cry at?
When the dragon died! What other part would you die at? Cry at? Come on!
You know, like, the credits when it was over? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it was probably a horrible movie. I can't remember any of it, but other than the dragon dying and it disappears. But anyway.
You're telling me, seriously, that's the only movie
I was probably 10. No. There was a movie, The Green Mile. You can't not cry during The Green Mile. Have you seen The Green Mile?
Yes, I've seen The Green Mile.
Oh, it's so sad.
It's sad and depressing.
It is. I haven't seen Schindler's List, and I assume I'm going to cry during Schindler's List.
Well, I said not. I said let's not bring it down, and you're bringing up The Green Mile.
You said what you cry at. What do you want me to say? Like, oh, with joy? Like, oh, when Spider-Man popped out of Civil War, I just started crying with joy.
How about an inspiring moment? Okay, like, for example.
I don't cry when I'm inspired.
Okay, so I'll go. Like, right. I always cry watching Rudy. I can't help it. Like, Rudy. I get all misty-eyed. I don't actually draw tears, but they're there. Their waterworks
like emotion?
Is there.
Yeah, that emotion.
Emotion's there. Like, I just feel for that character that in that movie so much.
Yeah, like,
even though it's based on real...
Guardians of the Galaxy 2, when he saved him, like, you know, not everyone, someone can be your dad, but not everyone is your father.
Yeah,
like that whole scene that was you know starry eyed.
Yeah, that got
know.
Me a little bit. That got
yeah, that chuckled me up. Yeah, that
yeah, choked yeah, me up for sure. Yeah, when he's yelling at him like no, 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 and he's going away.
Yeah,
he's dying. Yeah, that was sad.
That was sad.
All right, so I know you don't care for Star Wars, but and I know a lot of people hated the new movies, but I
you
will
did,
say
you did
sad.
Too.
I did not hate the new. I like.
All you freaking
7.
Like original Star Wars of 4, 5, and 6 are always gonna hate whatever new comes out because
no.
You're what? Just a hater. You're just haters. You're never going to get what you want. You're never going to get what you want. In your little pea head, you're
you
never going to get
you
what you want.
You didn't even let me finish what I was going to say.
No,
I
because this
7.
Is about Star Wars, and you already put on this downer that everyone hates it. You already started off this whole conversation with the downer going, like, you're all going to hate it.
No, what? First of all, what are you talking about?
I don't know. Go on.
Say that.
What are you talking about?
Oh, man, you're out of control. I was going to say... that in episode 7, when Rey grabs the lightsaber, when you think Kylo's reaching for it, but Rey's the one that actually gets it, and then John Williams plays that Luke theme, woo, that gets me. I think that's a really well.
You mean that sounds that he always does? Bum, 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 bum. I'm just joking.
You know what? You can't talk about Star Wars anymore. You can't even sing the theme song, right?
Bum, 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 bum. No, that's not even it.
That's not it either. Oh my gosh. Alright, so, is that it? Is that all the embarrassing things you have to say about what you do with media? That's it?
Have you ever masturbated to a cartoon?
No! No, but there's a lot of anime that I'm sure you could do that to.
But you haven't.
No, I have not.
You're not
going
to tell me the truth.
I am telling you the truth. I have not done that.
Never.
Why? So now you're embarrassed because you have?
I may have dabbled.
Oh my god, I will say...
You never go like you're watching an anime and go, I wonder what Bulma looks really naked.
Well, a lot of times they do show you. It depends on what you're watching.
It's true. Doesn't arouse you a little bit? You're like, cartoon.
You know what? More than anything, I'm actually more surprised at the fact that they take the time to draw 27 frames per second of that stuff. You know what I mean? You gotta know your stuff in and
you
out
gotta,
to draw that.
You gotta appreciate that.
Yeah, you gotta
appreciate the craft.
You have to study that stuff pretty well in order to draw it consistently that many times. Now we're just dirty men. That's great. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, I had to ask the question. I mean,
was there any game you were like totally satisfied beating? Like where you just hated it so much, or it was so tough, or you were just so glad it was done?
Every Legend of Zelda game.
I was going to say, that's probably
every
the only...
single one. You get one excited to play it, so excited to play it, and then you get to a dungeon, and unless you have the strategy guide, you are literally running around, and I'm like, I swear to God, if I run around this fucking map one more time, you get pissed, you get angry, and then you go like, why can't you just fucking jump, Link? Jump. Just jump. And then, like, he does his leap, and then he has a leap all the way, and sometimes he does his little fall over the cliff thing. Oh, You get angry, and then when you finish it, it feels like sex when you finish it. You're just like, I need a cigarette. What?
Nintendo 64 versions?
That one, or even the one I really got frustrated with was the Wind Waker. Not the Wind Waker. Skyward Sword. Because you had to shake the remotes around and all that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think I broke my finger. Because I clashed my hands so hard together out of frustration.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I've ever really... Other than the first Zelda, I don't think I've beaten any of the other Zeldas. I've kind of just, like, given up on them.
Well, I stopped doing side quests and getting everything because I'm at that point where, why? Like, why do it? So, you just beat the game. But I was talking to someone today at work today, actually. Like, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. Video games are a better value for older men, like our generation now,
right,
than it is for kids. Because when I was a child, I had so much free time. You bought this $50 game, you get home, you play it. Like, I remember mine, Halo, beating it in the night. Like, you're done. It's over. One night, you're done. And then, like, you go back and maybe play the multiplayer. You do, but now your game's just a multiplayer game. You already beat the game. So you spent your whole time, like, all of a sudden, you blew your load. Now when you buy a game like that, it's like 6-7 weeks over. Oh, I haven't beaten yet. I haven't had the time. You know, you only get 30 minutes, an hour here to play. And it's like, now it's worth your money. Because now it's lasting way longer when you have it.
See, and that to me is like,
and you may not even finish it. You may not even finish it.
No, you don't. Because I'll give you a perfect example. I own a lot of great games. Like, I think Skyrim was a great game. I think I try to play the Assassin's Creed ones. You know, long story short, these are epic games, right? Like, I think Call of Duty now is considered to be, like, a quick game compared to some of the other games that are out, campaign-wise, I'm saying. But Destiny would be another one. I forget what I was doing. Like, because
you
go to work, and you do all this, and then I forget what buttons do what. Like, I'm just like, oh my God, I can't even remember how to play this thing.
I like how you say that, because, I had a Final Fantasy VI game on my iPhone for the longest time, and I started playing it. I'm like, great. But then I stopped playing it, thinking, like, I have it on my phone, and I stopped playing it, and I go back to it, like, what was I doing on this quest?
Yeah!
What was I...
You have to start all...
What was I doing? I'm like, I might as well just start over and do it again, but, like, what was I doing? And then I still have Mario Galaxy I haven't beaten.
Which, that's a great game, too. I haven't beaten that either. Yeah.
That came out, like, in mid-2000s.
Well, I know, but it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, we get so bogged down with other things in life now, it's like, it's impossible. You have to basically be in college, I think, where you take your classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then you have the rest of the week to play your games, because how else are you going to beat these
things? But I can't even sit and play a game for longer than 2 hours. I have such ADD. I was like, all right, time to move on. Let's watch a movie now. Let's... You know, I don't even like binge watching TV that much unless you have a loved one next to you. Like,
right.
It gets boring. Right.
No, I get that. I get that way when I'm reading.
I have to go play my Adele so I can go work out.
Ah, yeah. So you have a favorite book? That'd be something like.
That I masturbate to?
Not. Well, I didn't say magazine, I said book.
I mean, I feel like every time you have something, that you have to masturbate to it. No, I don't have a favorite book.
Are we going to rename this podcast the What Do You Masturbate To? Because, like, that seems...
Is that what this one's going to call? Masturbating Banter?
I don't want to call it that. Originally, I said embarrassing things you do with media, you know, like...
Oh, actually, what do you do with... What do you embarrassing do with the book? Did you cut a hole in it? What'd you do?
No, I'm not saying embarrassing. I said, is there a book or something that you really, really enjoyed that you just can't put down or you always could read it or anything like that? Like... Is there anything that really ever stood out to you?
There was a few There was a few books back in the day I read and that I just couldn't put down. Like, I would only read books when I took a shit. So I would literally be in there, and true story, I'd be in there reading the book the whole time, and I would like eat foods to make me go take a shit because I want to go read more of my book. For whatever reason, I taught myself I only can read when I'm in the bathroom. But I would be in there so long, and I always want to read the next chapter. My ass would go numb, my legs would go to sleep. But then I would get these red marks on my thighs, and I never knew what those marks were from. Like, what are these marks from? Then I realized, that's where I've been resting my elbows while I'm in the bathroom. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's just...
Well, alright, so I like to soak my muscles, so I like to take a lot of, like, hot baths, like, ridiculously hot baths. But what I'll do is, someone made fun of me, but I mount, like, my iPad up onto, like, a portable... stand, and I'll get a beer and whatever else, and I turn my bathroom into this like day spa, and I'll just watch shit on my iPad all night and soak in this really hot bath, soak my muscles, and just drink beer.
So you get pruney then, probably.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it. So, all right, so we're running low on time, so is there anything, last chance to say anything funny that you can think of that, you know.
Funny?
You do. Yeah, funny, I don't know. Yeah, we've talked some heavy stuff. Just, anything funny, anything else related?
I'm sure there's plenty of embarrassing things.
Well, I can tell you, okay, so my sister will not let me live this down, so I'll say this. So, like, there's one time I was, I don't know if I was in Amsterdam or someplace. I can't remember. No, but we were in this hotel in Europe. I don't remember where we were. But my parents left the hotel room, and so, like, I wanted to watch some porn. So, because, like, hey, they got porn. So I threw my brother and sister in the hotel bathroom. I closed the door, and I said, you guys can't come out until I'm done watching this. And then I just watched my first, like, full porn without any problem. And I thought I got away with it, too, until they charged it on the bill to my dad, and he didn't know about it until later. But during the time that I was watching it, my sister was like, hey, I'm hungry, and I slid some Kraft cheese under the door. It's like, here, eat that.
Oh, my God, Matt. I would have to say a final note is that I've never watched a porno video all the way through.
What?
I've never made
because
it from
start. Because you're a minute man?
They're not 5-minute movies. They're like hour and a half long movies. I never made it from the beginning to the end. Never made it.
Yeah, alright. Well, that's good. Well, thank you for listening.
Have you?
Have I?
Wait, I guess your first video you watched all the way through. You had to watch that whole thing, huh?
Yeah, but it was like a 20-minute
video. Excuse me, ma'am. Here's your pizza.
You know,
how
stupid,
can you
like,
pay
you know,
for this pizza?
I think I remember it. It wasn't Abraham. It was Ben Franklin, and he was flying a kite or something. It was shot like in the 70s.
Wow.
It was pathetic. Yep. Flying his kite.
Wow.
So, thank you for listening to Entertainment Banter. I'm Matt.
Oh, that's how we're ending it.
That's how we're ending it.
And I'm Joel. I'm done.